Renee, I promised you 10 minutes, but we're also supposed to be out of here by 6, which is about 6 or 7 minutes. Can you...
Is it on? Okay. I will try, but now I'm up here getting ready to talk about some things that I really hadn't planned to talk about. But let me go with the main things that I did want to talk about for our LSB. Again, I've been the chair of the LSB since December 16th, I believe. We had our first meeting January 13th. It was a timely meeting. It was noticed in accordance with the bylaws a full 7 days, and the LSB show, which is the next day, was noticed through on the air for at least 3 days before the show. And the LSB meeting was noticed not only through announcements, but also on the website. And that was done by both myself and our new secretary, Jane Gatewood. The things I wanted to talk about, and thank you for this time, are the $1 million grant. I think people forget that it was the WPFW gala that attracted Dr. Leonard to give this $1 million grant. And it's my understanding that from a former PNB representative that the PNB National, the Pacifica National Office had the responsibility for administering the grant. Specifically, it was the grantor, Dr. Leonard, signed a contract granting the gift with the Pacifica National Office, not the local WPFW. So I know that's been used as a battering ram against our LSB and our station, but it's really not deserved. Secondly, one of the main things that I'm a big proponent of is due process, procedural and substantive. And a lot of times people characterize as tension back and forth as when there's a conflict between an individual or a body completely ignoring or violating the bylaws and those who protest that violation. So we've gotten a bad rap here in Washington, D.C., the LSB, because we did protest the removal of Ron Pinchback. And not because we thought he was good. So many of us thought he was bad. You know, we were about ready to evaluate him. But what I'm saying is that the bylaws expressly say that the local LSB is supposed to be in that process. Either the LSB or the ED can initiate the firing. But if the LSB and the executive director don't agree, there has to be a vote of the board of directors, which is you all. That did not occur. So to say that people are being, you know, obstinate, we're just asking for the bylaws. I mean, I deal with regulations with the WARN Act, the Family Medical Leave Act, the Fair Labor Standards Act, EEOC, the National Labor Relations Act. And so I'm thinking that when we have bylaws based on California law, they should be followed. And so that's how Mr. Grigsby Hubbard came in, and so he, something not of his own doing, came in somewhat under a cloud there. So I think we need to not just use the word tension, but when someone protests lack of free speech, like the ACLU does in on many situations, under the Bush administration, it's not that there's just tension. They're protesting a violation of the First Amendment or so. What I wanted to say, my main thing, what I wanted time was these two resolutions, and I'm guessing they were directed at our LSB, the WPFW LSB. And they seem to me to be violative of our very bylaws, in that at Article 7, Section 4, excuse me, Article 7, yes, Section 4 of our bylaws, there are specific criteria and limitations for overruling LSB actions. And that actions, that means just because a majority of the PNB would vote for something is not the standard. The standard has to be that there was something that was in violation of California law, the bylaws, other rules and regulations. And so these two motions, the motion on recalcitrant LSBs and the other motion on non-recognition of a local station board, I would ask you all to really look very closely, because it seems like in this, if someone talks about Grace Aaron or someone on an LSB show, that you all may think that's recalcitrant. But I think that would be really a problem, and I think these two motions are not, are not limited enough to be legal. And it's my understanding, again, that the General Counsel for Pacifica has advised against them. The next thing I wanted to briefly talk about is...
Renee, it is 6 o'clock, so if you could...
I'm trying to talk fast. Can I get a little bit more time?
I don't know. I believe we have to be out by 6 because they're... It's our agreement with the institution.
Point of information, I spoke to the woman downstairs. I believe she said 6:30 was the cutoff.
Who's that speaking?
Sorry, that's me.
Is that right?
I just happened to be downstairs and we were chatting, and she said around 6:30.
And dinner is that a problem, Grigsby? Is he here?
He's outside.
Dinner is going to be here,
motion
I believe.
Motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
To allow.
Second.
Okay. Grigsby, is there any problem if dinner is 5 or 10 minutes late? Is there any problem if we're 5 or 10 minutes late to dinner? Okay.
Can I amend it for 10 minutes, please?
Second.
I move to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, Renee, you got 10 more minutes.
Okay. My next thing is,
I'm sorry, before she starts, can we get some quiet while she's speaking? And can we also have everybody put their phones on mute and their computers on mute or vibrate or something?
And he can provide technical assistance.
My next thing is, this is something I hadn't really intended to talk about, but I'm a former 6-year shop steward for SEIU, and now I have represented a union for almost 25 years, and that's why I'm at UFCW, because of my trade unionism. And last summer, there was a statement that the person that was the interim general manager didn't know that WBI had a union. And I noticed that someone made some critical statements about the way the treatment of the union was at WBAI. And I just hope that that would... I would hope that that would be not a point of amusement, but would be really taken seriously, because that's what I do. I'm a union person, and I haven't crossed picket lines since I was in high school. The last things I wanted to talk about was the notice of the PNB meetings. I believe Kathy Davis was saying it's a joint responsibility. Well, I sent out an email nearly a week ago because, going back to January 13th, we asked about the PNB schedule, and we asked about a lot of different things, and we did not get answers. So we did ask our interim general manager, and nearly a week ago I sent an email to the interim general manager to ask him about, don't we need to make announcements about the P if the public's going to get involved? And I did not get a response. So I don't accept joint responsibility of the LSB. When we were very willing, as I said, the meetings that we've had, we have had them noticed. And I don't take responsibility for that. And I don't think it's, I mean, you can have your opinion, but the facts do not support that opinion. There was an unusual situation that required the calling of the police. But we have here, I'm told, a security guard, and if he's needed, he's already here, so he doesn't have to be called, and I don't really see the difference. Now, I'm not aware of any personal threats against Mr. Hubbard, and I would be totally against, pardon me?
Please let the speaker speak.
I'm not aware of any personal threats against Mr. Hubbard, and I would very much oppose any personal threats against Mr. Hubbard, and this is the first time I was hearing about that. We do need to establish, which has not been established in the past, what we need from any local station management. We need reports that help us do our job. We need telephone calls answered. We need emails answered. We have express responsibility to select candidates to send to the executive director, and that's express responsibility under the bylaws. And we have, as long ago as August, sent emails, letters to our interim general manager and have not gotten a response. So we will try to be more explicit as to what we need as an LSB to do our jobs. There may have been confusion as to who we should ask for that, for a mailbox, for advertising money to advertise for the new position. So there's room for improvement on both sides, but I don't know of any physical or personal threats against any of our local station staff. And let me think, that's all I have to say. As far as programming, we are asking, we're going to be asking this year to set up guidelines for addressing.
Renee, I'm going to have to call time on this.
Okay.
It turns out we have to be out of the building by 6:45. Dinner's ready now. And so the PNB will have dinner here.
Okay.
And so we really can't take any more time.
That's
on that.
That's fine. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for your report, Renee.
Renee, please. One other question. The book that you have in your hand, how did you get that?
I was using the general counsel's book on the agenda where they talked about the motions that
That's fine. And would you give it back to him, please? Thank you. We will be meeting this evening. We'll be meeting this evening in executive session after dinner. At
where?
At we will be meeting this evening. I'll have to speak over the crowd if that's what's going to happen. We'll be meeting this evening at Arlene's suite. What room is that, Arlene?
Can you tell us where?
In executive session elsewhere. Okay, well, I'll tell you at dinner where that is. Is there anything else we need to do before adjourning?
George, where is Arlene's suite?
What's that? I asked about the book because it's confidential information. I asked about the book because the book contains confidential information which is not supposed to be out of the hands of the PNB. It turns out there was no problem with that. The matter's over. I do not need to apologize for that. It was within our functioning to see to it that confidential information was not dispersed. What's that? This meeting is adjourned. We need to be out of the building by 6:45. Let's go down and have some dinner, folks.
George, what time tomorrow? Open session.